The township of Saint-Maur owes its name to the saint of the same name, a young Christian who dedicated his life to the religion and died and was buried here in 850. The church, dedicated to the young saint, is a listed historical monument. The nave dates back to the 15th century and the sanctuary to the 16th century. It has a rich and diverse collection of furnishings, of which over 30 elements are listed. Note in particular the 9th century sarcophagus, a statue and a reliquary bust, and of course, the stained glass. Stop to visit Vermoise Castle on the route to Saint-Benoît-sur-Seine. Dating back to the 16th century, it is listed as a historical monument for its Renaissance façade and the keep roof. Saint-Maur also has an early 19th century castle in the middle of a treed park, which is now home to an agricultural college. In the entrance, there is an atlas that came from the Villerserre Castle, about 8 kilometres away. As you leave the village, heading towards Barbaret-Saint-Sulpice, you cross the Haute-Seine Canal, a project initiated by Napoleon I when he passed through Troyes in 1805. It was originally planned to link Paris with Burgundy. Digging was completed in the middle of the 19th century. From then, barges travelled regularly between Troyes and Paris. They transported a range of goods, including hosiery, wine, wood for heating, and coal. The canal was operational until 1957, before being removed from the list of navigable waterways. A few years ago, a greenway was created on the former towpath. It goes all the way to the village of Saint-Ulf on the border of the department.